In this problem, we want to find the minimum energy of a proton and then in part B, an alpha particle trapped in a one-dimensional region the size of a uranium nucleus. And we're given that the radius of the uranium nucleus is 7 times 10 to the minus 15 meters. So this, let's write down what we know and proceed to try to solve this problem. So we have a uranium nucleus. With a radius we're given is 7 times 10 to the minus 15 meters. And this is going to be a one-dimensional problem, which is fairly important, by the way, because we haven't solved anything but one-dimensional problems in quantum mechanics yet. And we want to find the minimum energy of either a proton in part A or in part B an alpha particle. Well, so this is going to be to find the minimum energy a quantum mechanics problem, so the minimum energy is the same as the lowest energy. And fortunately, it looks like a uranium nucleus is going to have a potential well. We're only going to treat this in one dimensions, so I hope it's pretty clear to you that we're talking about a one-dimensional infinite square well. Because the uranium nucleus has a very strong nuclear force, and a proton inside there is going to be fairly tightly bound, although the Coulomb potential will be effective, there's still a fairly deep potential well inside the uranium nucleus. So if we look up what the minimum energy is, which would be n equal 1, let's call it subscript 1, E sub 1 will be pi squared times h bar squared over 2 m l squared, where L, remember, is the width of the square well that we're talking about. So, I think this is pretty clear that this is what we should do in this case. So, let's first of all work this out for a proton. So, we want to write down E1 for the proton is equal to pi squared h bar squared over 2 times M. Now, already, let me say that I can tell that I'm going to need the energy of a proton here, and it's much easier to write this in terms of c squared, so let me multiply the top and the bottom by c squared, because we also know what h bar c is. We can look that number up in the front of the book, and we know what the rest energy of a proton is. We can look that up also. And now the question is, well, we'll talk about this L. This is the width of the well. What we have is the radius, but I think what we want to consider then is the diameter. So this value L will have twice times the uranium nucleus. So let's put these numbers in. We have quite a few numbers. So we have E1 is equal to pi squared. Now, H bar C is 197.33. electron volts per nanometer. I'm going to look this up in units that I hope will be more useful. Over 2 times the mass of a proton, which we look up in the front cover, 938.27 million electron volts. But let's write this in electron volts. Then we have L, which, as I said, we have the radius of the uranium nucleus, so it probably should be twice that, or 14 times 10 to the minus 15 meters. Okay, now I have electron volts here and electron volts there, but I have meters there and nanometers there, so they're not going to cancel out. So I guess I need to multiply times 1 meter over 10 to the ninth nanometers. Now the nanometers will cancel that out, the meter there will cancel that out, and this should give us a better result. Okay, so I think we're ready to multiply all that out. And when I did, I got 1.045 times 10 to the 6th. And let's see, this is squared, isn't it? Exactly. I saw my units want to come out right. I had h bar squared c squared there, and I'd forgotten to square that. I hope you noticed that. So, because I just want to check my units really quickly. One of these is going to cancel. Let's see, that means I also have to square this. Let's check that and see. So I have electron volts squared here, electron volt. So this answer is going to come out to be in electron volts, but I want to make sure that my other units are going to come out right. So I have a nanometer squared here. And I want to cancel out that nanometer squared. So I think I have to square this. So the nanometer squared there is going to cancel the nanometer squared there. And then I'm going to be left with a meter squared. And let's see, this also is squared. Yeah. Gosh, that's embarrassing. Sometimes when you work out these problems, you know, I was having trouble with my units and I wasn't paying enough attention up there. And I hope you noticed that I forgot that. See, that's why it's a good thing to check your units, because I could see my units weren't working out. I had a meter squared here over a meter, and I knew that I couldn't have a meter here because this energy, you know, had to be in electron volts. So I knew something was wrong, so I was trying to figure out what it was. So I'd forgotten to square this. Let's go through this again. So I have a nanometer squared there, a nanometer squared there, so the nanometer squares cancel out. I have a meter squared there and a meter squared there, so they cancel out, so the units now are electron volts. That 10 to the 6th is obviously a million electron volts, so let me write this as 1.045 MeV. Now, let's do the same thing for the alpha particle. The only thing that's going to be different for the alpha particle is the mass. And that's in there linearly, so one thing I can do, and I'm going to do that, instead of going through this whole mess again and put it in the mass of an alpha particle, I'm simply going to take the ratio. So it's going to be 1.045 MeV times, and this time we want to have the mass of an alpha particle, and this number was for the mass of a proton, so I'm going to multiply what I got before by mp squared, and then this will cancel out this value and divide by m alpha c squared, and so this will be much easier to do. 1.045 MeV times the ratio. Now I can just do 938.27 MeV over 3727.38 MeV, and all I have to do is take the ratio, and I get 0.263 MeV, and that looks about right because the alpha particle, whoops, I'm way off scale there. So what I did here is I had the 1.045 MeV that I had for the proton, and then I just took the ratio of MP over M alpha. So the mass of the proton will cancel out from this number, and then this will just give us the M alpha. And when I put in the mass, I put in the rest energies here, you see that this is about 1/4 of the energy of the proton. That's about what it should be because the alpha particle is 4 times more massive. So it looks like this is about correct.